1071 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. He's been a busy guy. There's been so much happening in Stratford, but we're thrilled that City of Stratford Mayor Martin Ritzman can join us once again. Good morning, Martin.
Thank you. And busy. I saw you out on the street with your mom with her birthday, and
that's right.
And you were on a belated birthday as well. So happy birthday to you and your mom.
Thank you very much. Thank you. So we're going to get right to it. We've got lots on the agenda, and I like the t-shirt you're wearing. We'll definitely have to talk about that. For sure. But first off, very important topic, a very serious topic, homelessness and supportive housing that's been very much in the news.
Absolutely. And something that's been on my radar for years, and certainly the partnerships, the conversations that we've been having over those last couple of years has brought us to a special council meeting on Monday night, where council, as reported on your news service, unanimously received the in principle, both monetary and the layout for the Not One More Night concept of supporting our homeless, our most marginalized. And that doesn't mean our accommodations at the motels go away. That's our sheltering piece that individual will call in or have preset that they're in out of the cold. This will provide opportunities for individuals that perhaps cannot stay in a motel room for whatever reason, but an opportunity to get in out of the winter weather. And a huge shout out, one, to council for embracing it. I also want to talk about those agencies that are at the table when we were discussing this. Stratford General Hospital with the HPHA, Stratford Police, United Way, Canadian Mental Health Association, Stratford Social Service, who do amazing work, Council of Churches, all are part of this. And as it's been aptly put, and the name Not One More Night came out of my partnership with the Council of Churches, saying, let's try to do our part so not another person has to stay out in the cold. And so, and it's a continuation, and it's a natural continuation of what we've done at the Connection Center with the City of Stratford, Canadian Mental Health Association, and United Way, is taking those current hours from 12 to 5, Monday to Friday, expanding them to 10 to 5, and then a gap for some cleaning and shift change to 7 in the evening to 7 at night. The cost piece is always a concern. We have to be responsible for our dollars to our residents, not only for our care and compassion of our residents, but our dollars as well. We received $196,000 in rebate, HST rebate from 2024. We're putting that towards it. And also, we're going to utilize about $150,000 from our last year's budget that there will be a surplus. So we're going to use that. So like I said, the amenities are there. You can take a shower, you can do your laundry, you can have a meal, you can interact with individuals from all entities of support in their city. So this is a gap piece, because what we're working towards is that 12-unit Erie Street supportive housing, and that's where money should be spent, on permanent supportive housing to get those individuals ready for their ability to live in their own home. And so I'm so happy with that. It doesn't take us off the hook with regards to engaging the province of monies for next step, that permanent housing. So a big step, and thank you to that, the committee that came together, and to council for supporting that.
And thank you for the update on that. And that kind of segues into affordable housing.
Yes, and let's go back for a moment and talk about what our definition, the city that we currently use, and that's... The definition is, we don't want you to spend more than 30% of your income on housing. If you spent more than that, then you are either going to be not going to be housed, and or you're going to start giving up on things like hydro. You're going to start giving up on proper food, etc. So that's the definition we work. And there's 80% of market value, etc. But that's what we're currently working with. Certainly... I want to thank the Chamber, Stratford and District Chamber, for hosting a conversation of the three levels of governments to talk about affordable housing. And we got together and talked with the federal and provincial governments about their rapid housing program, about their housing accelerator fund. Great programs, but a lot of people applying into them, and the pot is only so deep. So we haven't been successful in that. So we continue to march forward by doing our own things. One of the things I didn't mention at that day is that we have a fund, and we brought it back to council just to tweak it. It's a fund that we've created with the federal government. It's called the Affordable Home Ownership Eligibility Criteria. And we have some monies that we have set aside in a reserve. And since 2020, in January, we've provided four loans to families that, one, their household limit on their income is $117,000. And currently, the purchase price of a home is $685,000. There are still some funds available. I know it's a narrow gap of individuals that we can serve with that, but depending on the house that they're buying and their income, we can still support 8 to 12 new loans. So I put that out there. I forgot to mention that on the day with the chamber. And I think it was important to mention that now. And if people are interested, certainly you can reach out to my office and or connect with Jeff Wilson with the social services. But it is a challenge. It is a challenge for people to afford to find affordable housing. I know we're working with a couple developers on building out affordable housing on city land. Here's another opportunity that I thought it was important to share.
All right. We're in conversation with City of Stratford Mayor Martin Retzma, and it's budget time.
Yes, it is here. And, you know, first and foremost, a huge thank you. We are at where we're at because of the great work of our city departments and our outside boards in preparing their capital and expansion budgets. On October the 17th, the budget package went out to our councillors and staff. On October the 20th, that's been released out into the public domain. Now some important work begins. On November the 1st, we have our first pop-up at the Farmers Market. November the 3rd at the local. And on November the 3rd as well, there's an open house in City Hall. On November the 8th, the Stratford Mall is going to be hosting a pop-up. And then our first full day of deliberation with the Finance and Labor, that deliberation, that first day will be November the 27th. If you recall, my mayor's draft budget did indicate to the boards, both our city boards and outside boards, our departments, that I looked for keeping things into the 3.5 tax levy increase. I'm really happy about that response thus far, and also the conversation about no expansion items, and if there were expansion items, then the justification for that. So staff has done a lot of work. Now it's the work of our city residents to be involved, and our council moving forward. A huge shout out to Carmen Kruger. She's our corporate services director. For her great work, I think we're in a good spot to move this forward.
Okay, and a spotlight on Local Government Week.
It is, and I thank you for that. And October the 19th to the 25th is Local Government Week, and we'll speak a little later on. It coincides, too, with the Public Library Week. And so I want to highlight this morning because the work that we do is work that impacts. The decisions we make impact the daily lives. Like this morning we talked on your news report about recycling. Those are daily things that we make decisions about that impacts lives of our residents. And I want to thank personally Councillor Henderson, Beattie, Councillor Hunter, Niger, Burback, Sebin, Bean, McCabe, Briscoe, and Wardofa. They are, you know, in that spotlight, you know, whether you're in a grocery store or in council chamber, you are in the spotlight. And I want to certainly thank them for the work that they do. And it's different than provincial or federal government, not that it's more important, but you are in the limelight. You're in the fishbowl right in the community you live, and there's no escaping it. So a huge thank you to them for that. You know, it is 24/7, 7 days a week. And I thank them for that. And the other piece I want to thank them for, and sometimes it's hard because you're in council chamber, you're making decisions that's best for your citizens, you know, both, you know, their quality of life, and you're taking in mind the budget piece in their lives as well. So, but I love the fact that our council is able to have those debates, vote, and whether it's a 6-4 vote, whether it's a 10, you know, a 9-1 vote, whether it's a 5-5 vote and decided through the mayor's chair, they leave council chamber and it's a vote made by council. And